The gorilla. Once upon a time, there was a mean stepdog mother and two stepdog sisters. The gorilla was their servant. The gorilla, fetch my chew toy, said one stepdog sister. The gorilla, scratch my fleas, said the other stepdog sister. The gorilla, flop my tail, said the stepdog mother. At night, the gorilla curled up by the fire. She dreamed of a home where she was loved. Princess Bia lived in the palace. For her 5th birthday, she was given rubies. For her 6th birthday, she was given rings and roses. It would soon be her 7th birthday. Princess Bia did not want rubies, rings, or roses. She wanted a dog. The queen fussed. She told Princess Bia that dogs were too silly. They were too furry. They went to the bathroom outside. A dog would be the best present, said Princess Bia. Then the king had an idea. They would throw a ball for all the dogs in the kingdom. Princess Bia would choose the finest dog for her pet. That dog would get a golden bone. The royal page went door to door. He invited all the dogs to the ball. Can I go too? Asked the gorilla. Of course not, said her stepdog mother. She ordered the gorilla to help them get ready. The gorilla flapped their tangled tails. She clipped their yellow toenails. She freshened their doggy breath. When they left for the ball, the gorilla cried. How she wished she could go. Just then, the gorilla's fairy dog mother appeared. She could make the gorilla's wishes come true. She waved her wand over the gorilla's head. Meow, said the gorilla. She waved her wand again. Hee-haw, said the gorilla. The furry dog mother put new batteries into her wand. She waved it one last time. The gorilla was turned back into herself, but she did have a sparkling new collar. There was no time to waste. The furry dog mother clicked her paws over a dog biscuit. It turned into a minivan. The gorilla jumped in. The minivan raced to the palace. At the palace, the gorilla's heart pounded. Some dogs wore crowns. Some dogs had broad chests and deep barks. Some dogs had pink toenails and extra fluffy tails. All the dogs looked their best. The gorilla crawled up the palace steps. Stop, a guard shouted. A mutt like you can't come to the ball. The guard puts the gorilla on a chain in the royal backyard. The gorilla peeked into a palace window. She watched dogs prance and dance and do clever tricks, but they also snapped and snailed. They stole each other's royal treats too. The king patted the best hunting dogs. The queen petted the prettiest dogs. Princess Bia turned away. She tried not to cry. "I just want a dog who is my friend," she said. The king and queen did not hear her, but Doggerella did. Her ears stood straight up. She could be a friend to Princess Bia. Princess Bia left the ball. She plopped down by the pond in the royal backyard in the dark. Doggerella wagged her tail. She whimpered. Princess Bia threw the golden bone into the water. Splash. Doggerella pulled at the chain around her neck. She pulled so hard her sparkly collar popped off. She ran to the pond and jumped in the water. She paddled to the golden bone and scooped it up. "Here, dog," laughed Princess Bia. Doggerella wagged her whole body and dropped the bone. "Good girl," she said, Princess Bia. Doggerella winked with joy. Princess Bia threw the bone again. Doggerella brought it back. Then she chased her tail. She gave Princess Bia her paw to shake. Princess Bia picked up the sparkly collar in the grass. Whose was it? Doggerella's mean stepdog sisters dashed from the palace. They knocked into Princess Bia. They barked and jumped. Princess Bia tried the collar on the first stepdog sister. It was too tight. She tried it on the second stepdog sister. It was too big. She tried it on Doggerella. It fit just right. Princess Bia gave Doggerella a hug. Doggerella licked her cheek. In the palace, Princess Bia told everyone the good news. Doggerella would get the golden bone. She would be the royal pet. The other dogs stomped their paws. They growled and howled. They nipped and yipped. The ball is over, said Princess Bia. But none of the dogs would leave. What will we do? Asked Princess Bia. Suddenly, the furry dog mother came to help. She waved her wand. A carriage filled with cats appeared. Dogs chased cats out of the palace and into the woods. That's much better, said Princess Bia. Now we can live happily ever after together. Woof, said Doggerella.